The pyramid totally proves that the concept of evolution simply has not applied to human development. We were not savage and ignorant, gradually improving. We have been trying ever since to get this smart, and we ain't there yet. No foundation other than, you know, figure out all the other genius. Where are you going to build the blame thing? Look, I am a president of a mausoleum. A small fortune is built when we pay architects to take the plugs in the soil structure, because when you put a marble building down, you better have solid ground. 6 million tons. Well, what do you know? They found one. A place that would hold it. And it just happened to be in the absolute center of Egypt, and yet at the border of the two Egypts. Finding such a foundation in the elevated plateau near Giza, the builders next chose a section of it which was dome-like in shape. Now, wasn't that smart for a bunch of savages? This they proceeded to cut down into ledges so it had on four sides the appearance when completed of so many great steps. One of the secrets of the lasting stability of the pyramid is this plug. It was both anchor and foundation. Nothing else could have saved the great structure from the terrific earthquakes of the centuries except this plug and its location. Around this rock plug, the masons then cemented the 201 courses of perfectly cut stones which constitute the granite core of the pillar. So exceptional is the workmanship, and of such high, mysterious quality, the cement used, that though the pyramid has been without protective limestone casing for over 1,000 years, this wonderful granite core is today without a crack. The almost superhuman skill demanded in fixing and position and cementing the joints of such immense stones, and already talked about the cement, is difficult to understand. How in the casing of the Great Pyramid they could fill with cement a vertical joint about 5 feet by 7 feet in area with surfaces 1/50th of an inch apart and sometimes in contact, how they could fill these casings with cement in a vertical joint 5 feet by 7 feet with surfaces practically in contact is a mystery, more especially as the joint could not be thinned by rubbing owing to it being a vertical joint and the block weighing 20 tons. Yet this was the usual work over 20 acres of surface with tens of thousands of 20-ton stones, up to 20-ton stones, and none of the stones less than a ton in weight. I can't see them. I've got to see you. Are you impressed? So fine and practically invisible are the joints, 1/50th. Of an inch, that unless marked in black, the camera will not show them. Men of these modern times who have spent their lives working stone do not know how the builders of the pyramid obtained an accuracy of cut and finish impossible in mason work today, and found only in the most skilled of optical achievement. Whether the face to be leveled was cut square or angular, the finished work on all the stones is practically perfect, a feat beyond present Masonic ability of the most skilled type. Another important fact about the casing stones was that they were not merely triangular in shape, but cut so they extended back fully 2 feet under the casing stone above. This gave each block 6 sides rather than 5 and sealed the pyramid perfectly against such disintegration which might result from rain and sand being blown behind the casing. I don't want you to remember all this. I just want you to see. I already told you the unwieldy figures they had to work with to make this perfection come out. Pi, 3.14159, 116.26 inch factors, 58.13 inch factors, 286.1 inch factors, 25,827.5 inch factors. And they make every course line up exact with the pyramid inches going down and going up and expanding and having big steps and short steps. And it all comes out perfect. You tell me some savage built it? The ancient meaning of the word pyramid is division of 10. That's the ancient meaning of the word. You divide 10, you got fives. Number of grace. There are 5 sides, 5 corners. The Queen's Chambers on the 5 times 5 or 25th course of masonry. King's Chambers on 10 times 5 or 50th course of masonry. King's Chamber represents 4 times 5 or 20 million cubic inches. King's Chamber has 10 times 5 or 50 times the cubic inches of the coffer. Queen's Chamber represents 2 times 5 or 10 million cubic inches. Queen's Chamber roof peak is 7 times 5 or the 35th course of masonry. The stones of the King's Chamber number 20 times 5 or 100. The sacred Hebrew cubit is 5 times 5 or 25 inches. The tiers of rock above the King's Chamber are 5. The circuit of the 35th course of masonry represents 16 times 5 of 80 solar years in inches. And the pyramid inch is 1/500,000,000th of the polar diameter of the earth. Now again, you have to remember all that. All I'm showing is, they made this 50-story, 6-million-ton pyramid come out to perfectly speak these unchanging truths. I'm not a numerologist in the mystical sense, but God uses numbers to communicate with as well as words all through the Bible. And these savages were doing that. Gigantic operations require special mechanical inventions. Modern astronomy owes its achievements to the telescope and camera. They are its tools. The builders of the pyramid were likewise the possessors and no doubt the inventors of special tools and powerful lifting devices. It is to be regretted that while we have the master pillar they erected, the wonderful implements and machinery used in its erection are gone. How the great rocks, weighing as much as 80 tons, were ever dressed and placed so accurately, cemented between, is a secret which lies buried with the builders. Modern mechanical engineering is without even a suggestion as to how such a feat could be accomplished. And we're supposed to be smart, and we got computers. Now, this is the age of cement and steel today. There is, however, a baffling... You've got cement buildings everywhere. There is, however, a baffling problem connected with the cement used in the pyramid. It could be reduced to the consistency of paint and yet made to hold for 50 centuries with such tenacity that the rock breaks rather than the joint. Chemists can analyze it. Nobody can produce it. Still another mystery has to do with the drills and saws with which they cut their granite blocks. Among the reasons why the coffer or lidless chest is a veritable miracle in stone and the profoundest single object in all the world are the spiral markings of the drills used to hollow out the interior. To cut out granite, as a carpenter bores out wood, requires not only a drill of exceptional hardness and toughness, but a machine permitting of overhead pressures ranging from 1 to 2 tons. That the stone masons who built the pyramid used such drills is an established fact, for in no other way could spiral markings such as appear in the solid granite chest be made. Should a monument as large as the pyramid be converted into a wall 4 feet high and 1 foot thick, it would extend from New York City to San Francisco. That the Great Pyramid could not be built today is not debatable. It's simply an undertaking beyond our skill and ingenuity to handle. But were it within the range of modern engineering and Masonic ability, a contract price of $5 billion trillion would be too low, this man says. So to stand it must, as stood it has through 50 centuries. The great flood didn't affect it. Earthquakes have shaken but couldn't mar it. Vandal hordes that destroyed its mantle of glory have turned to dust. Battles have been fought in its shadows. The dynasties of Egypt have risen, fallen in its presence. Civilizations have come and gone, but the great pyramid, silent watchman of the centuries and prophetic monarch of God, abides. Now, what do those 6,000 inches tell us? You want to know? Don't go anywhere. Keep us on the air. We'll tell you. Who built it? Who built it? Who built the thing? It sure takes some powerful characters to do it. Who built it? Answer me. Where's my Book of Enoch? Lord, help us. Have I lost my Book of Enoch? Play me a song and I'll see. Now, when Methuselah, well, I'll tell you that later.